Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, you'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is The Lost by Richard Forster. He's the author of 8 books of poetry, most recently Boy on a Doorstep, New and Selected Poems, which spans 40 years of his work. Richard has worked as a lexicographer, educational writer, typesetter, teacher, and editor of the literary magazines Chelsea and Chautauqua Literary Journal. Since 1986, he has lived on the coast of southern Maine. He writes, "The lost began with one of those sudden pangs of childhood memory I sometimes have and its attendant bewilderment of why am I remembering this now, decades later? And why do such trivial things as a lost marble or lost stuffed bear carry such weight long after childhood is over? The poem, I suppose, is an attempt to answer those questions, which became possible only after I had read an article about dark matter and black holes and connections began to click in my mind." The Lost by Richard Forster. At some point, you begin to wonder where things lost in childhood have gone, how they become the dark matter, inexplicably accounting for more than the shimmering weight of galaxies. How an Aggie, for example, whose light long ago slipped beyond reach, as if through a black hole in a pocket, can gather again its critical mass in the mind till it flashes out from that abyss, a beacon deep within a space you never managed to fathom. Or how a tattered bear that one thought he'd clutch tighter than any flesh, though even then milk sour and button blind, still seems to be racing off, perfect on its solitary journey, deeper through an endless tunnel, yet gesturing faintly back to the child it left sundered on a subway platform. Time's relative when you calculate velocities of the lost moving through their vast distances, always away from, yet always toward, no destination. That was The Lost by Richard Forster. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chutin family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Poems From Here is produced by Lucy Suchek. The music is by Chris Moore. Megan Webster-Duston manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.